Joan Jett doing a kick-ass version of You're Gonna Make It After All, the theme to the Mary Tyler Moore Show. I love that version. Joan Jett rules. So Mary Tyler Moore passed away. She was sick for a while. She did have diabetes, and she had a brain tumor removed a few years ago, and she's been sick for a while, and she passed away. She was 80. She, you know, goes without question, was a legend, an icon, opened the door for so many other women, on television and in the, you know, in the business of television, was unbelievably funny and adorable and smart and, just an icon. So if you want to jump in with any of your favorite Mary Tyler Moore moments, 312-981-7200. And she was on two of the most, two of the greatest television comedies ever, the Dick Van Dyke Show and the Mary Tyler Moore Show, and starred in movies and was just amazing. Here's what we said. Actress Mary Tyler Moore, whose 1970 series helped usher in a new era of women on television, died Wednesday at the age of 80. Today, a beloved icon, Mary Tyler Moore, passed away at the age of 80 in the company of her friends and her loving husband of over 33 years, Dr. S. Robert Levine. Mara Buxbaum was her representative, and she was making these statements. A groundbreaking actress, producer, and passionate advocate for the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation, Mary will be remembered as a fearless visionary who turned the world on with her smile. The Mary Tyler Moore Show debuted in 1970 and starred the actress as Mary Richards, a single 30-something career woman at a Minneapolis TV station. The series was hailed by feminists and fans alike as the first modern woman's sitcom. But that wasn't the role which catapulted her into stardom. Moore first found fame as Laura Petrie, the wife on The Dick Van Dyke Show, which ran five seasons beginning in 1961. In an interview with Conan O'Brien, show creator Carl Reiner said he auditioned more than 200 actresses before Moore's reading marked her as the only one who could play Laura. I grabbed the top of her head and I said, "Come with me." I walked her down the hall to show producer Sheldon Leonard and I said, "I found her." But Hollywood mourned her loss, and you know, we're going to read some of the tweets and some of the comments and that people who have worked with her and how Hollywood is taking her loss. She was still a young girl in the family, which included her two younger siblings when they moved to Brooklyn, and she started her career as a dancer in the 50s and landed gigs as dancing elf Happy Hot Point on a series of Hot Point Appliances TV commercials, which ran during The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet. Her dancer legs led her to being cast as Sam, the sexy answering service girl, on the TV show Richard Diamond, Private Detective in 1957. Moore's legs were shown, but never her face. Fans would come to love that face on The Dick Van Dyke Show, and Moore quickly was dubbed America's sweetheart, and the role earned her two Emmys. After the show ended in 1966, Moore looked to work more on the big screen. She starred opposite Elvis Presley in the 1965 film Change of Habit. The next year, Mary Tyler Moore Show premiered, and the opening sequence featuring Moore twirling and tossing her cap became iconic. The show ended in 1977, but spurred several spinoffs, including Rhoda, Phyllis, and The Lou Grant Show. In a 2002 interview with CNN's Larry King, Moore explained why she believed the series was so popular. She said, "I think I can take responsibility for that in that I was the audience. I was the voice of sanity around whom all these crazies did their dance, and I reacted in the same way that a member of the audience would have reacted." In real life, Moore was not a single woman. In 1955, she married Richard Carlton Meeker, and the following year gave birth to their son, Richard Jr. The couple divorced in 1961. The following year, she married CBS executive Grant Tinker. While their union didn't produce any children, it did give birth to television production company MTM Enterprises, which produced The Mary Tyler Moore Show as well as The Bob Newhart Show, Hill Street Blues, and St. Elsewhere. Moore and Tinker divorced in 1981. A year after her son died after accidentally shooting himself handling a shotgun. She said problems with alcohol helped to contribute to the demise of her marriage with Tinker. In 1983, Moore married Dr. Robert Levine. And while she was beloved as a comedic actress, she found success in dramas. Critics praised her against type performance as the chilly mother whose family grapples with an accidental death of a son in Robert Redford's 1980 film, Ordinary People, for which she was nominated for an Oscar. And she worked in theater and periodically appeared on TV shows in recent years, including Hot in Cleveland, where she reunited with her co-stars from Mary Tyler Moore, Valerie Harper, and Betty White. Moore was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes in her 30s and had numerous health issues over the years, including complications from that disease and brain surgery to remove a tumor in 2011. So she passed away at 80. And they mention, you know, Ordinary People in this bio, and if you've not seen Ordinary People, we were just talking about Ordinary People the other morning, we were talking about Oscar snubs yesterday, and about how Donald Sutherland gave an amazing performance and wasn't nominated, and Mary Tyler Moore was, and Mary Tyler Moore is incredible in that movie, and so against, you know, Mary Tyler Moore, known as, you know, really lovable as Laura Petrie, and smart and funny and adorable and really nice in the Mary Tyler Moore Show as well, but wow, what she was cast completely opposite and ran with it, and it's a great performance. It's a great performance. If you're looking to watch something that you know, that's a little bit different than you know, the Mary Tyler Moore Show or the Dick Van Dyke Show, that's it should be at the top of your list. If you've never seen Ordinary People and you want to see Mary Tyler Moore stretch and do something she'd never done before. And kill it. I mean, absolutely kill it. Then you should watch Ordinary People, which is a great film as well. So Mary Tyler Moore, we're going to talk more about it. We'll tell you how the celebrities pay tribute. You can also turn on your TVs over the next few days, and there are going to be tributes all over the place. And I have a list of some of those that you can watch and more. We'll talk more about Mary Tyler Moore. If you want to jump in with your thoughts about Mary Tyler Moore and the impact that she made, 312-981-7200 for talk and text. We'll take a break. We got the news coming up next. Dick Van Dyke Show. That theme rules, man. And every time, you know, when I was a kid and I was watching Dick Van Dyke, every time he'd trip over the ottoman, I'd laugh my butt off. And it was just in the opening credits. Then they changed the credits. I don't know if you guys know this, because, like, did you guys ever watch, Esmeralda, did you ever watch Dick Van Dyke Show?
Yeah, I've watched it. They've been playing it on antenna TV a lot.
Yeah, and it's... it's a great show. It's phenomenal, groundbreaking show. But like at the beginning, he would walk in. They would play that theme, you know, and he would walk into the house and walk down the step, come in the front door, walk down the step, and then flip over the ottoman. And then they changed it, and it would happen at that part where the, you know, ba-dim-boom. That was when he would trip over the ottoman, was on that sound cue. But then they changed it where he would like step. He would see the ottoman and then. Step sidestep it so he wouldn't trip over it, like in season 3 or something, when they changed it so he wouldn't trip over it. It's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and we're remembering Mary Tyler Moore. Mary Tyler Moore passed away. She was 80 years old, a legend, an icon, so funny, so smart, so great in everything. Starred in two of the best sitcoms in the history of television. Was a powerhouse in terms of production, and such a smart and wonderful woman, and a major, major talent. And it's a huge loss, a huge, huge loss. Now, if you are looking to see some Mary Tyler Moore stuff, to remember her and look at her stuff, let me just give you a quick thing. ABC has scheduled a special episode of 2020 honoring the late actress Mary Tyler Moore. It's called Mary Tyler Moore After All. It airs Friday night at 9. So if you want to watch that, there's a special 2020 Friday night at 9 that's going to be all dedicated to Mary Tyler Moore. And if you want, you should jot this stuff down, because there's a lot of tributes that are going to be happening in the coming days remembering this legend. And so that's it. Mark that one down. So Friday night, 9 o'clock on ABC, 2020, special tribute to Mary Tyler Moore. Sundance TV. On Saturday, if you've got Sundance TV, if your cable company has it, Sundance TV on Saturday will air all 24 episodes of the final season of the Mary Tyler Moore Show, leading up to episode 724, The Last Show. which concludes with the most famous group hug in TV history. And the all-day marathon of all 24 episodes of the final season of Mary Tyler Moore Show begins at 5 a.m. Central on the Sundance Channel. That's all day Saturday. 5 a.m. Central, it starts, and it goes all day. Just keep Sundance TV on Saturday, and that's going to be a pretty cool thing to do. So you got that as well. PBS said its stations will rebroadcast Mary Tyler Moore, A Celebration, in honor of the TV icon. The documentary, which first aired in 2015, commemorates Moore and her 50-plus year career. It features such names as Dick Van Dyke, Betty White, and Valerie Harper, who were actually involved in Moore's life and work. So you got to check your local PBS stations for details. So you got that as well. So check out your PBS stations to see when that airs. That sounds that was I've seen it, by the way, and it's really great. Mary Tyler Moore, A Celebration, that'll be on PBS. MeTV, which our good friend Sven Gulli is on MeTV. MeTV has chosen six classic episodes for its tribute on Sunday afternoon. So on Sunday, January 29th, MeTV is going to remember Mary Tyler Moore. It starts at 1 o'clock Central with Love Is All Around, and then Put on a Happy Face, The Dinner Party, Chuckles Bites the Dust, which is one of the funniest episodes of television ever. When they go to Chuckles the Clown's funeral. Esmeralda, have you ever seen that episode?
I haven't.
Oh God, it's so funny! It's so funny. And then at 3 o'clock. It's Lou Dates Mary, and it all leads up at 3:30 with The Last Show. So six of the classic episodes of the Mary Tyler Moore Show, back to back to back to back to back, on MeTV, starting at 1 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday. CBS is going to air a one-hour special CBS News tribute to Mary Tyler Moore. Gail King will anchor Mary Tyler Moore, Love Is All Around, and it's tonight at 8. Tonight at 8 on CBS. is Mary Tyler Moore, Love Is All Around. Oprah Winfrey will be among those who weigh in, though she was not involved in Moore's iconic TV series. There are plenty still around who were. Some of those presumably will participate in the special, although CBS News did not name any of them. CBS took guff in some quarters today when it briefly interrupted its daytime schedule for Scott Pelley to report that Moore had died. Moore was a huge CBS star, including her roles on as Laura Petrie on the Dick Van Dyke Show in the 60s and as the single woman on the Mary Tyler Moore Show in the 70s. CBS News will, the special will mine CBS's vast archives and include interviews with Oprah Winfrey, newsmakers, admirers, and more. And the CBS special will air tonight at 8. That's something you want to set your DVRs for. So those are ways that you can check that out. Lots of really cool stuff happening. And If you want to celebrate the work of Mary Tyler Moore, we got some texts coming in. If you want to jump in, it's 312-981-7200. Talk and text. We're talking about the great Mary Tyler Moore, a legend. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. Gail says she was a great lady. My favorite episode of the Dick Van Dyke Show was the one with the raft. Yeah. And Mary Tyler Moore episode Chuckles the Clown's Funerals. Yeah. The Chuckles the Clown thing is unbelievable. Rob says two famous words that MTM always said on Dick Van Dyke. Oh, Rob! Just classic. John said she did the movie A Change of Habit with Elvis Presley in 1969. Yes, she did. And she, Esmeralda, you know, we were talking about Sister Act 2?
Yeah.
Back in the Habit. Are you familiar with Change of Habit with Elvis?
I have seen bits and pieces of it.
He plays a doctor. But it's called Change of Habit, and it's great because it's like 69 Elvis, so he's got the mutton chops, and he's like the most undoctor-looking doctor ever.
He's a hip doctor.
Yeah, he is. And Mary Tyler Moore plays a nun in it. So that's where the title comes from, Change of Habit. See?
Very good.
Even back in 1969, they used that little pun, Change of Habit. Jay says very simply, I loved Mary Tyler Moore. This is very sad. If you would like to join us, it's 312-981-7200. And I'll tell you about the celebrities who paid tribute to her and what they had to say, the people that worked with her, the people that knew her, and how Hollywood is reacting to Mary Tyler Moore's death. Now, in addition to all the great stuff that she did on television, you know, the Mary Tyler Moore Show, the Dick Van Dyke Show, she, you know, obviously was in a movie with Elvis. She got an Academy Award nomination for her extraordinary performance in Ordinary People. I want to mention another film that she did, which in which she is brilliant and hilarious, and the movie itself is completely awesome. It's a film called Flirting with Disaster. Now, if you've never seen this movie, you should. David O. Russell is one of his early movies. David O. Russell did American Hustle. He did Joy. He did Silver Linings Playbook. You know, terrific director. And this was, I think, it was his second movie. And it was 1997, I want to say. I think it was 1997. And it's Flirting with Disaster. And in it, Ben Stiller plays this guy who was looking for his real family. He was adopted. His parents in the movie, his adopted parents, are played by George Segal and Mary Tyler Moore. In the film, he is married to Patricia Arquette. They just had a baby. And he decides that he wants to document this search for his real family. And so Tia Leone co-stars in the movie as the woman who's going to travel with them as they go around the country looking for his family. And she's going to document the whole thing on video. It's funny. It's weird. It's amazing. Alan Alda is in it. Richard Jenkins is in it. If you've not seen Flirting with Disaster, it is a phenomenal movie, one of the best movies of 1997. So funny, so original, outrageous, awesome, and beautifully acted, as are all of the David O. Russell movies. He's a great director of actors. He gets amazing performances out of actors. And this is no exception. And Mary Tyler Moore plays Ben Stiller's outspoken mom. And we're going to play a clip from it. In this clip, Mary Tyler Moore is giving advice to Patricia Arquette on how she should have support for her breasts, because as you get older, they tend to sag. So at one point, Mary Tyler Moore pulls up her shirt and, you can just picture it in your head. If you've not seen this movie, again, it's available on DVD. I'm sure you can get it online or on demand. It is a great, great movie featuring one of the best performances of Mary Tyler Moore's career. And here's a clip from Flirting with Disaster.
Cheese is disgusting. Get it away from me.
What's wrong with this cheese?
It smells like vomit.
Oh, stop being such a baby.
Mom,
I'm a baby.
This
it smells like vomit.
Yes. Nancy, did you get that support bra yet?
Not yet.
What are you waiting for?
Hey, I want to introduce you to somebody.
Please don't make such a big deal out of it.
It makes a real difference.
All right, could we not talk about this right now?
Yes, we're going to talk about this because she's not listening to me. I want you to see something.
Oh, very nice, girl.
God's sake.
I want you to consider my age and ask yourself how I maintain
this. Mom, why are you
this.
Doing this?
How?
This is it.
I don't
all right,
know
can we
how.
Not deal with this right now,
I couldn't have
please?
A baby, but I had to fight the laws of gravity just the same, and you need the help of a good bra. And believe you me, you want to keep your husband's attention, you'll get one pronto.
You know, if my breasts drop, they drop, and there's nothing I can do about that.
Wrong.
That's right. Good for you, honey.
Wrong.
Just back off.
Don't monitor me.
Your new friend is very long-waisted, isn't
okay, he? Okay, that's it. We're not talking about this anymore.
It's a free country. Why can't I talk?
Let him alone. You're making an ass out of yourself again.
Why don't you leave me alone? Why don't you just...
Don't do that. Hey,
the baby's crying.
Get that away from me or I'll smack it off.
Yeah, you better keep me up instead of all these people.
Don't tempt me.
Would you stop acting like this? That's it, all right?
Don't yell in front of the baby.
Don't yell in front of the baby. It's not good.
Well, he wouldn't have to yell if you listened to him for 2 seconds.
Well, what's gotten into my sweet daughter-in-law all of a sudden?
Hormones. No mystery there.
Does this baby have a name yet? 4 months old doesn't have a name.
Well, don't blame me. I like the name Ethan.
No. Ethan's too lame.
Everything's too lame, too bald.
This is becoming an embarrassing neurotic thing, Mel.
It's not an embarrassing neurotic thing. This is about my real identity. It's about my background, okay?
Don't be ridiculous. You're Mel Copeland. That's who you are.
You know, this process will go a long way towards clarifying that identity issue.
What process? Who is this new friend with the camera already?
Well, I've only been trying to introduce her to you for the last 10 minutes. Her name is Tina Kalb, and she's here for a very important reason.
Getting a divorce. She's a counselor. No, she's a lawyer.
Would you just zip it?
Don't talk to your mother.
Okay, there you go. There you go. Now, one of the things, the visuals that you missed, besides her pulling up her shirt and pointing to her breasts when she says, "How do you think I maintain this?" George Segal is like, he's disgusted by the brie that's on the table because they've got like a slab of brie on the table. And so at one point, she picks up the brie and starts chasing him around the room with it. So anyway, a great movie, a great movie. If you want to watch some great Mary Tyler Moore stuff, man, get yourself a copy of Flirting with Disaster. She's phenomenal in it. A great, great performance. Okay, we'll take a break. We'll come back and talk more. We got a bunch of texts coming in, and we're talking Mary Tyler Moore, and we'll also let you know how Hollywood responded to her passing away. A legend, Mary Tyler Moore. All right, we'll take a break. Yeah. All right. Mary Tyler Moore, there's the theme, the iconic theme from the show. She was the best. Mary Tyler Moore passed away. She was 80. And, you know, icon, just enormously talented woman, groundbreaking in every way. And, you know, star of two of the most iconic and important sitcoms in the history of television and many films. Passed away at 80 on Wednesday. So former co-stars, other celebrities took to social media on Wednesday to remember the iconic Mary Tyler Moore, who died at the age of 80. Here's what we say. Dick Van Dyke tweeted hours after her death, "There are no words. She was the best. We always said that we changed each other's lives for the better." Ed Asner, who was the co-star on the Mary Tyler Moore show, wrote on Twitter, a great lady I loved and owe you so." George Takei said, "She turned the world on with her smile. Rest in peace, Mary Tyler Moore. You were a role model in so many ways." Marley Matlin said, "She broke through our TV screens and showed that a powerful woman can be funny. Rest in peace." Oprah Winfrey said, "Even now, looking at this picture, I want to cry. I still can't believe Mary Tyler Moore touched my face. We'll love her forever." Rachel Bloom from Crazy Ex-Girlfriend said, "I could not do what I do without her." Michael Keaton, "Mary Tyler Moore was a gem. She was iconic, my boss, castmate, and a friend, and I will miss her." Pat Sajak said, "Hard to think of Mary Tyler Moore in the past tense. Happily, Mary Richards will always be with us." Cloris Leachman released a statement and said, "My heart goes out to her husband, Robert. He was never more than a touch away from her. The picture that we all have of her, that's how she was. Sweet, kind, so tender, so delicate. She was America's sweetheart. Valerie and I always had to rehearse and rehearse to work things through, but Mary was always ready to go, thoroughly prepared. The last time I saw her was our Hot in Cleveland reunion. I had a feeling I wouldn't see her again. If I could see her one last time, I'd hold my arms out and say, 'We love you.'" Her Flirting with Disaster co-star Ben Stiller wrote, "I love Mary Tyler Moore on so many levels. It's confusing. Such a huge part of our culture and consciousness." Sending love to her family. Timothy Hutton, who played her son in Ordinary People, made a statement to ABC News, "I am deeply saddened by the news of Mary's passing. She was a truly amazing person, a great friend, and inspiration to all. I will always be grateful to her for her kindness, thankful beyond words for knowing her, and she will be sorely missed." And Donald Sutherland, who played her husband and co-star in Ordinary People, said, "Mary was and is and now always will be perfect. She was the perfect actor to work with. The performance she gave was perfect, painfully perfect, and the friendship she offered was perfect. I am in her thrall." So that's how some of the Hollywood folks are reacting to her passing. So, all right. So check this out. Peter in Decatur says, "I'm sure you know about the MTM movie Thanksgiving Day with Jonathan Brandmeier. Jonathan Brandmeier was in it, and with Mary Tyler Moore. And he was on with Bill and Wendy Wednesday afternoon. He was on yesterday. They brought Johnny B on with him, right? Do we have that?"
We do. So the setup here is he played her son in the movie, and he's talking about their first table read.
Okay.
"And she just was so welcoming. And I remember they put me through the ringer to get this movie. And, you know, a lot of people were saying, the network saying, now this guy's never acted before. He's not going to be able to do this. He can't do this. Blah, blah, blah. But I went in and I just kept going through the, you know, up the ladder until I got with Mary. And that was it. That was it. She said, 'Dad, that's my son. That's it.'"
Wow.
And wow. So I go, wow, okay, what? And now, you guys, so zip ahead to the first table read. And for people, you know, everybody knows what a table read is. So the very first time you put the script, you know, up on its feet, and it's in a big, and no one's met anyone other than those auditions.
Yeah.
And so we're all around a big table in Burbank at NBC and Burbank Studios. And Mary comes in, and, you know, you hardly recognize her. You know, she's just low-key, not all made up. And it's just, you know, so we're sitting there, and they go, well, let's open the script. And she starts reading, and it's her first scene with me. We open it up, and so she reads her line. She reads her line, and then they're silent.
You didn't
know
your line?
Nobody's staring at her?
Nobody's talking.
Oh, no.
They go, Johnny? Johnny? And in my head, I'm going, oh, my God, I'm listening to Mary Tyler Moore talk, and she's talking to me.
Right.
And it was like, it just hit me. It cracked up the room, but I swear to God, I did not. I was so, oh, my God, Mary Tyler Moore, just, she read to me. You know, when you first hear Mary come to life.
Yeah.
In, you know, you've seen her on the Dick Van Dyke Show or the movie, and you go, oh, my God, what?
And
you
there she is.
Oh, it was really something else.
There you go. Johnny B., remembering working with Mary Tyler Moore. Hey, by the way, I want to make sure everybody knows, you know, all those TV specials that we're talking about that starting tonight and on the weekend, all of that stuff that I went through on ABC and TV Land and all the, or MeTV, all of that, that whole article that I was reading from is now linked up on our Facebook page. So if you guys want to, you know, read the article and then jot down, you know, all that stuff or print it up or whatever, the entire thing, the schedule that I had mentioned about all the Mary Tyler Moore specials and stuff that's happening starting tonight and through the weekend is on our Facebook page. So go to Facebook.com/Nick D Show. Facebook.com/Nick D Show. And you can check that out there. A couple of texts that have come in. Steve says, my ex-father-in-law was a cameraman on the Mary Tyler Moore Show, and our wedding gift from him was a signed script from the episode Chuckles the Clown. Oh, is that cool? That is cool. That's like the best wedding gift ever. Screw the toaster. 309 episode 309 says song and dance and seltzer in my pants. Yeah, that's right. That was the eulogy to Chuckles the Clown. And then finally 708 area code. I like this one, Dan. This is pretty funny. When someone would say to me Marianne or Ginger, I would always say Mary Tyler Moore. All right. Well, rest in peace, Mary Tyler Moore, an amazing icon and a talent, and she will not be forgotten, and her work is out there for you to see, and I urge you to watch as much as possible, and her two movies that really stand out, Ordinary People and Flirting with Disaster. Those are great films. So, okay, we'll take a quick break, and coming up after the news, Stephanie Esposito is going to join us, and she will tell us all about the Shai-Diderot right here on WGN.